Alright, I hope, hopefully you can hear me over the roaring engine of my car. Past experience has taught me that it doesn't sound that loud to me, but when I hit record, it sounds really loud. I'm on the highway, going about 78, so it's going to sound really loud. Unfortunately, I think my rear passenger tire has a slow leak. I've had to add air 3 times in the past 2 weeks, so I'm gonna have to get that taken care of. Yeah. I used to love doing these car rambles back when I first joined this community, and then I got nervous and I deleted a bunch of them because I would get messages from people like years later, and they'd be like, hey, how did that work out? Like, what the fuck are you talking about? Okay, so I think the way to go about it is to so leave it up for a couple months and then just delete it. So I drive a lot for work. I multitask. I'm terrible. I text and drive. I eat and drive. I drink and drive. Well, not alcohol, but I wouldn't put it past me. I'm terrible. I've never been in a car accident. The only accidents I've been in are fender benders, dumb girly things where I'm backing out of a parking spot and I see someone there but don't realize how close I actually am and I hit them. I have very poor depth perception, so I can't park for shit. I just kind of pray. I just pull into the parking spot and pray. Oh me, oh my. So I took some photos for Instagram today for my other secret. Well, it's not so secret, but I don't share it with this audience for obvious reasons because it's for my business. So, I felt inclined to sort of dress up. I mean, Instagram dress up, maybe. Got a gingerbread iced coffee. I'm wearing, I have 3 pairs of Uggs. The ones I'm wearing now are super fluffy with buttons on the side. I put on a pair of Uggs for the first time like 15 years ago and I've just never stopped wearing them. They weren't even like popular when I started wearing them. My grandmother gave me hers from like the 90s and I still have them. Yeah. Back then she had to like order them special from Australia. So, yeah. I'm a basic bitch. I'm very white. I'm not like proud. I'm not like white pride. I'm just white. I don't know. I'm as American as they come. In the sense that, in addition to being very pale, in my background, I've got Native American and French Canadian, so I'm American, like with a little bit of European thrown in. And also wearing an H&M sweater striped with a vintage houndstooth blazer with like puffy shoulders. I'm really into puffy shoulders lately, even though they're not so popular with other people. I really love the feminine look. If you guys remember Stranger Things, the hell was her character? She used to wear those sweaters like with the little puffy shoulders. I love that look. I love it. It's really not trendy right now, but I go with it. And since I'm wearing a big sweater, there's no point in wearing high-waisted jeans, so I'm just wearing leggings. see. Is this busy? I'm at the tire place. Oh! Speaking of my horrible parking abilities, let's just close our eyes and pray here. Didn't hit anyone. All right. I think I'll pause for a bit and come back.